Hey everyone, it's your boy Brandon Cole here, coming at you live from my makeshift home studio, which, let's be real, is just a corner of my living room that I try really hard to keep tidy. We all know life can get crazy. Between work deadlines, family obligations, and trying to squeeze in some semblance of a social life, it feels like there's never enough time to breathe, let alone take care of ourselves. But here is the thing. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like your fuse is shorter than usual and you just want to scream into the void? That, my friends, is a major sign that you need to hit the self-care reset button. And trust me, it doesn't have to be complicated. Today, we're diving deep into some practical tips for practicing self-care even when your schedule is jam-packed. First things first, let's define what self-care actually means. It's about consciously making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it as investing in yourself because let's face it, you're your most valuable asset. Next up, we need to ditch the guilt trip. You hear me? Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Imagine trying to run a car without fuel. Eventually, it's going to sputter and break down. The same goes for us humans. We need to replenish our energy reserves to function at our best. So how do we make self-care a non-negotiable in our hectic lives? Here are 5 game-changing strategies. Number 1. Schedule it in. You wouldn't skip your dentist appointment, would you? Well, treat self-care with the same level of importance. Block out time in your calendar for activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Whether it's a 30-minute walk in nature, reading a chapter of that book you've been meaning to get to, or simply taking a long, hot bath, make it a priority. Number 2. Embrace the power of no. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy and time. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your well-being. Think of it as protecting your precious self-care time like a sacred cow. Number 3. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about burning calories, it's a powerful mood booster. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or even just taking a brisk walk around the block. Number 4. Heal your body with goodness. We are what we eat, right? Choose nourishing foods that give you energy and make you feel good. Ditch the processed junk and opt for whole fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and healthy fats. Think of it as giving your body the VIP treatment. And finally, number 5. Get enough sleep. This one is crucial. Sleep deprivation wreaks havoc on our physical and mental health. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Think of it as hitting the reset button and waking up refreshed and ready to tackle the day. Now, let's get real for a second. I know you're thinking, Brandon, this all sounds great in theory, but how do I actually make it happen when my schedule is packed tighter than a clunk car? Think about that last time you felt completely overwhelmed. Maybe it was a big project at work, a family emergency, or even just a really stressful week. You probably found yourself skipping meals, working late into the night, and neglecting things like exercise and sleep. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. When we're stressed out, our bodies go into survival mode. We tend to prioritize tasks that seem urgent and push aside everything else, including self-care. But that's exactly what leads to burnout. By practicing self-care during those busy times, you can actually improve your focus, productivity, and overall well-being. So remember, self-care isn't about adding more to your plate, it's about making conscious choices to prioritize your well-being. It's about finding small moments throughout the day to recharge and replenish your energy reserves. And trust me, when you feel good, everything else seems a little bit easier. You're more resilient, more creative, and more capable of handling whatever life throws your way. Alright, my friends, that wraps up today's episode on practicing self-care during busy times. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. So go out there, schedule in some self-love, and rock your day. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-care inspiration. And if you have any thoughts or stories about your own self-care journey, I want to hear them. Leave a comment on the podcast page or tag me on social media. Keep it real, keep it positive, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.